They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner 815.
See, we finally here. This is a first episode of our Power Recap podcast. We'll be putting in the mix for you every week to recap Power and talk about and discuss it. And I'm with my two co-hosts, Janae Wallach, my homegirl from Sweetie Pies, up and down with forever, and her fiance, my dude, Art Shivers. It's hilarious, man. This is going to be a fun show, I think, every week for y'all. If anything's like this episode was for the rest of the weeks, it's going to be a good one. Hope y'all like it. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Stroud, Low Cash. Email us with your questions, thoughts, straightolc@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter at straightolc, as well as the Facebook fan page, Stroud, Low Cash. So hope y'all enjoy this episode as we talk about Power. It's a real funny and real good one. Peace.
Hey, came in the game getting money. Flip chicks, whip, get money. Niggas get the plan with the money. Click bang for the money, shit change over money. They love to see a nigga on the bottom. Catch a come up, gotta keep it on the low. A nigga plug, bless a nigga with a hoe. Wanna break the bitch.
All right, I'm blaming this podcast for coming out late for Janae.
It's my fault.
We're supposed to start last week.
Definitely. there was a lot of stuff that what had happened was, it don't even matter because we found a schedule.
Art's going to join us whenever you feel like it. I don't even know what. You'll be like Raj. No, rerun.
I'm
on
coming back when Kanan comes back.
He's going to be on Team Kanan the entire time.
I'm coming back with Kanan next week, baby. I'm going to play the flag with my G-Unit jersey on and everything, baby. King Team Kanan, baby.
Art, plug your stuff, man.
Hey,
plug
man, you know, Arthur Shivers, man, that's who I be, Generation 3 Fitness. We out here.
Channel 2 News, Fitness Guru.
I mean, that's
do you want me to tell? Would you like for me to do your entire intro?
Healthier You, you know, the book, the man, the myth, the legend. That's me, you know.
You want a book on that for real?
Two of them.
Three.
The man,
myth, the legend. I got a t-shirt.
I should.
I got a t-shirt that got the man pointing up, the legend pointing down.
Hey, that's dope. No, but for real, I love it. The legend.
The man, the myth, the legend. I'm about to just get you an intro so that anytime that we do anything like a podcast, a TV show,
he already has
something that's pre-put together.
I want
all your stuff.
I want all my shit freestyle because you already just Google me.
I just want you to make sure you hit all the points. Channel 2, G3.
I mean, do we need to go back to the car wash?
To the detail shop.
The hoodie award winner. Hoodie award winner.
I mean, hey, man, what do you want me to say, man?
Maybe you do type this up.
I'm gonna break it down. Okay, so from 17 years old, owning your own business, to winning hoodie awards with Showroom Shine, to moving on to owning your own fitness business, to writing two successful books. I don't remember the names of both of them, so you might have to throw that in.
We got the Young Entrepreneurs Got Success, Healthier You.
Boom.
Bam. I mean, them two big ones.
Okay.
I mean, motivational speaker.
Thank you.
Keynote speaker several times all across the country.
Okay. And then Parkway we have
North, Parkway North, 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 North Southern University. I'm on Parkway North. What did they just nominate me for?
You
the
just
Hall
won.
Of Fame.
Yes.
The Parkway Hall of Fame.
For football?
For life.
It's even better though, yeah.
Life accomplishments, not even just football.
You know, God is awesome, man. I got my beautiful wife, man, to be. And then this is more to come. Shit, I can't rush on what I already did. I just gotta look at what I got.
I knew you ready to plug your stuff.
I will continue to write your intros. Janae Wallach, Eastern Michigan University, also known as Lady Janae from Welcome to Sweetie Pies, also known as District Manager for Target Corporation, 25 stores here in St. Louis and in Illinois. Ascend Health Solutions, CDS, where caring meets companionship. If you have anybody that you know that is on Medicaid or disabled, call me and I will make sure that we take care of you. Ascend Health Solutions, look us up, Facebook,
Google
all of it. All of it. Do you see that? 3 minutes. Like,
but you know what? Also, I mean, you know, I'm a trainer too, so you got some people like that can't really make it to a scene. Let me help them out first. You feel me? Let me get in with them first, and then, you know, I mean, we just power couple extraordinaire, man. Yes. Doing big things.
I want to talk love, about power.
Matter of fact, I just need to give y'all your own podcast. Just y'all two together. Just let y'all just talk we shit to each other for 45 minutes.
Shit. Motherfucker laughing at that shit. Oh, can I curse? I don't
even know. Yeah,
because. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, people be laughing at that, man. That's funny.
I might need to, man. I may just curse y'all some other shit.
I'm not a character. But we could give people, like, relationship advice because we both fucked up a lot. So it's like, we could talk about, like, the fuck up to, like, the.
I fucked up people. I ain't really fucked up that many. I never fucked up.
But we could totally, like, give people advice as to like yeah. when you know you should go in the opposite direction, but you stay,
yeah.
and then you end up finding your soulmate.
Please
mate.
Tune in tomorrow because we about to throw this shit tonight.
Please tune in tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying? But on that note, you know, we can tie that into the situation with my dude Ghost, man. You know, he got a lot going on in his life, man. I mean, he got the family at the crib, and he trying to put him his little bitty ass, whatever, it's a hotel room that they stay in.
No, that's her crib.
I mean, it's rough out there for Ghost, man. But I mean, I support dude, man. I mean,
need to start from the beginning. But I feel like as a mother, if I come over to your place and you talking about my kids about to be sleeping in sleeping bags on the floor, exactly. You need to upgrade and you need to get a bigger apartment.
This is my because question. Because there ain't no way. Do the kids know that he's a drug dealer, you think?
I mean, I feel like they old enough. The older kids know that there's something going on.
But I'm like, I'm thinking like you down, but I'm saying, are you down? And they're like, damn. Like, I mean, like, damn, you down?
Look at the way, that Tariq went inside of that closet and he pulled out the suitcase.
Was that his? That was Go Girl gun, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Angela's gun.
But you still know
that's gonna end up.
I think he took it too. He gonna end up using.
She gonna end up thinking she got a strap and then. I don't know if it's gonna be that or if he's gonna end up using it and then he might save his daddy from Canaan.
Like that may be what happened. Like he, you know, some shit happened. Hey y'all, hey, I said it. Tell 50 Cent. Hey, look me up Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I called your shit out, dog. You know what I'm saying? Look, follow me. You know, but yeah, but I think that
what
you know,
I think about is. It's the beginning of the season, and we ain't seen Kanan, and it's been two episodes in. So he just showed up on the preview for week 3. I'm trying to see what's about to happen, because honestly, I feel like they should have killed him off. They should have killed off Becky Holly. And then
there's no more story.
Her name is
Becky. You introduce a new. They should have let that Lobos show go, honestly.
Two
seasons with the Lobos thing is too long. I mean,
they
should have
had Tommy find a completely new distributor.
No.
And it's a whole new plot. You figure a whole new plot and stuff.
No.
Like, honestly, the whole club thing, they could have stretched it out with Oboe with the club situation. They could have stretched that out, him going back in with Oboe.
All that shit boring.
That's not
but that could have been a whole other different thing, though, man.
Oh, this shit boring,
the only
dog.
Thing that he cares about is Kanan. Kanan. So that's all he cares
about. Yeah, because I want the drama. I want the killing. I want the animosity. I want the cheating. I want power.
I'm trying to figure out if Kanan...
You can't kill all the characters off?
I'm trying to figure out if Kanan's who used to be his right-hand man. I don't remember that dude's name that's now working for Ghost. What is
Mother? You talking about the one that Kanan died?
Rotimi is his real name.
Okay, Rotimi is his real name. Okay, so I'm trying to figure
Tommy?
Out... Rotimi. I'm trying to figure out what side... He's playing because I'm like, are you on Kanan's side? Are you on Ghost's
side?
Like, what are you doing?
That's
are you
gonna
going
continue.
Back and forth? Like, what's about to happen?
You gotta have that character that continue to fuck you up throughout the whole. Like, you
I think he's down with Ghost though. I think
no,
he's
not.
I know. I'm gonna tell you why.
I feel like
that situation
with
the club.
When
the situation with the club thing. No, he was like, okay, cool. I know how we're gonna do this.
He's down with anybody that's gonna take him to the next level. When
you think he's opportunity,
that conversation with his partners was his personality. He whatever it like, he just like, I'm in this gear just because I'm doing.
Or
this
you said,
right
or when
now.
He was like, I already picked the game, don't even eject from him.
Yeah.
I already picked the game and seen all the cameras. I already peeked out that I can't rob him.
Yeah.
So I'm just here.
That's who he is.
But
that's,
my thing is,
he may fuck around and
he
be the
will,
next.
He will. No, he's gonna go back and forth between Kanan and Ghost, and then he gonna figure out which one is gonna be able.
He
to
He may
get
play
him there
Kanan
faster.
Versus Ghost. He may be like, he may be the next Tommy.
They I was gonna say that though.
He might be
I was
next
say
time.
Or Ghost be like, you know what? I'm gonna stay in the game. You run my side. Mm-hmm. Then running with Tommy.
Ghost
you run on my
out.
Side.
True. Ghost want to get out. Really
but Ghost can still keep a foot in it a little bit
yeah.
by having homeboy, and he get to be in the street again because he want to be back in the street.
What do
but
y'all think
also,
is going on with Lobos though? Because he just disappeared. Like, after they tried to kill him, then he was like, oh, okay.
He's still in the hospital, whatever. I think.
Nah, he's out of the hospital. They let him out of the hospital on the last episode. Yeah. So I'm like, well, where is he at?
Arizona. And then, like, almost said he in Arizona somewhere.
So where is he going to pop up?
Because
Tommy ain't going to be able to get no product without Lobos. And you Lobos wants Ghost to be killed.
Lobos, I'm going to tell you.
So where is he about to get his product
Why you keep Lobos is because you just keep him as a fact. Just like the... You don't keep him as a main factor, but keep him in there just to kind
of. Well, Lobos right now, though, he's important, though, because Lobos is the link between why Ghost needs to die.
So it's
going to
be another one. Yeah. So it's about to be somebody else going to come in on the back end, whoever the fuck that is, another big distributor come in, so you got a whole nother storyline.
You got to get another.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to bring another line. It's got to be somebody besides Lobos.
Is Angela, Becky Angela, whatever y'all want to call her, is she going to end up staying on? If she's not black, she's white, so she's a Becky. Point being is, she's a Becky.
She's like J-Lo.
No, it depends. It depends. I mean, no.
I don't know if it depends.
Is she Puerto Rican?
I don't know what she is.
If she's Puerto Rican, she's black.
She don't look like me. She look like she's
Becky. But no, but if she's Puerto Rican, she's black.
Okay, so this is
Dominican, she's black. You not black that much.
No, yes, you are. If you Puerto Rican or Dominican,
are you talking about me?
You talking about her?
Well, if I'm not light skin, okay, well,
light skin,
my curly hair, my light skin is what ended up making
you
want to be with
Mexican,
me.
Nigga, for real.
Okay, listen. Me being Mexican,
look
me not being Mexican.
Nah, you look Dominican.
And I don't hate, you know,
you go over to the Dominican, you fit right in.
Can we get back
nigga.
To the point, which
okay,
is,
okay, come on, Becky.
Is Becky... Angela, Becky Janae. Just be quiet. Is Becky Angela going to end up staying on Ghost side, or is she going to end up going back flip and go back up?
I was
going
to say, what if she end up getting the connect, finding the connect though? Because she already know
she
who all.
With that
who,
nigga.
No, I'm saying, what if she find the connect? Because I know everybody.
But why
gonna,
are you saying with Ghost? Ghost had you have all his three kids come over to the house, and then this nigga gonna go dips for a special meeting that he has with Tommy that Tommy don't show up for to kill him, and then you laying here with all his kids, and then now you in the same.
Now you
look, this is the life you gonna live.
Now you in Tasha.
But it's the thing though. That's a part. She ain't gonna have to live like Tasha. She ain't gonna let them kids come over once a month. That's a part time living she gonna have. She gonna have one time a month. Tasha ain't gonna let them kids come over like that.
Tasha came over there and made sure that apartment was all the way kid friendly. She was like, listen, bitch, open
hey, man,
the door.
But hold on.
I
hold
made
on.
It that. You need
hold
to put
on.
Them bumpers on the sides of this.
See,
you need
talk,
she
let's
did what
talk
she
about
needed
that
to do.
Tasha and Angela connection, because that's the first time I think. They've been face to face like that.
No, they were face to face before.
They were
face to
face
last season.
They were face to face last season.
Okay.
They were face to face. But
this person they had a cordial conversation.
This was a different face to face because at the end of it, Angela said thank you, and Tasha was just like whatever, bitch, and then she walked off. But I think Tasha was really just setting her up because she was like, yeah, I'm going to have these kids come over here. You're going to be overwhelmed. You ain't going to want to deal with these kids. And then you're going to walk off. Angela was laying there. She didn't even speak to Ghost when he came in. Bitch, normally butt-ass naked when he walked in. That's not what you got. That's not what we saw tonight. She had on that t-shirt and that motherfucking mom shit. And he's going to be turned off the same way that he was with Tasha.
He was sitting there with his drink like, ain't this about a bitch?
He was like, ain't this about a bitch? This bitch got all her clothes on. She ain't waiting
like you
for
said,
me.
She normally naked in her
butt
door.
Ass naked every
and
time.
Damn, I didn't even think about that. That's why we have a woman
naked.
On this show. Because if it had been me and you, we wouldn't have picked up on that. We'd have been.
Oh,
like,
and let me tell you this too, though. So from a woman's perspective, like if you come in the house and we got an attitude problem with you, we might be wide awake, but we gonna turn our back to the side and make it seem like we sleep. We just gonna.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she did to him. That bitch
so you think
was wide
she
did, awake.
Because he left and left the kids there and everything.
I think that
out?
She was just she was overwhelmed. Like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with this situation. And then I think, yeah, she was pissed too because she don't know what's going on. Period.
My thing is, though, like, she act like ghost. Like, it's like if a dude cheat on you and then you keep questioning about everything that happened. Like,
right.
So who is that? Like, the first episode, and she was like, what was some dude, my homeboy with the 619 tattoo?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She's like, who is that? He's like, ah.
She ain't never gonna be.
And it was like, yo, if you gonna, like, you want me, you wanna know every chick I fuck with. It's almost like you wanna know every chick I fuck with.
She ain't never gonna get that.
I'm gonna tell you, D, but you know, it's the same situation. Like, the way you go into that situation, that's the way she gonna perceive that situation, dog. Like, you went into this situation as a nigga that was lying, sleeping around, you know, hotel room and shit. Where you at? I'm not there.
Yeah,
type
the same
shit.
Way that you get
so
in the
now
same
that's
way
how
you
gonna
receive
that situation
that
is going forward. It's like, Okay.
She know what she is, and even though she know that they were together when they was in high school, that don't matter because he had a whole wife and three kids and a whole life before you even came back. He see you in a club one night, hey, and now y'all bumping and doing whatever it is that you
I'm
doing.
Saying, why
like,
you trust this girl so much though from high school? I don't trust no chick from high school.
That's why Tyreek was so real with that shit. Tyreek,
I don't really think they played that up as much as what it needed to be.
They needed to say she came back home from college.
I'm like, did they have a baby? I'm like, did they have
no? Or she came back home from college for a while and they were still kicking it, and then all of a sudden she just cut it off. That'd be different than saying that you just your high school sweetheart.
That's what needed to happen. Because right now, I just feel like you got too much trust in somebody that worked for the feds.
And for you to be a stupid-ass drug dealer-ass nigga.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That don't make no sense.
He need to cut all these bras off, destroy, rebuild. It's some new chicks walking in that club every day.
All night.
Why not?
If I was in his situation, everybody would have been gone but Tasha, because that's the only one that he knew he could trust.
And even and thinking about it more with the club situation where he got fucked up with the club tonight, he could have found out who on that club though. Find out
he should have
because who his name is. You if you buy all these bottles and stuff though, yeah. I'm gonna Google you and see who you are though.
And you
like,
sitting up here.
Nah, because the little chick that he had doing all that shit was a little minimum wage chick.
She She need to get fired. She set me up.
Like
who's buying these bottles?
That wasn't even it though, because whatchamacallit, Kanan's boy. He was supposed to be the one that secured all the contracts and shit, but he didn't do that shit because he was busy going down talking to his
boy. They had a verbal thing already.
That was like before.
It don't matter. And Ghost should have never put somebody else in charge of something like that if that was really supposed to be his livelihood. He shouldn't have put nobody else in charge
of
that.
But you know, I ain't worried about that shit.
Why?
Because he always knows in his back pocket.
Why?
He knows in his back pocket.
It ain't in his back pocket.
Shit.
They ended up stealing that DJ for the night, and he ended up redirecting all that shit, and he did a dress rehearsal for nothing.
But see, this is my thing, though. Them dudes didn't do their research either, though, because it's like, so hold on. You see two niggas that you know, obviously, these niggas got tattoos. Bro, Timmy got tattoos all up in here, though, but he got a suit on. He got tattoos up on his neck and everything. Like, I would be looking like, do we really want to snake them on some shit, though? And they standing there staring at you.
Yeah.
They don't
and one dude looked shook, though.
Oh,
like,
he was scared.
And then it's like, all right. And then if you don't do nothing, it's like, well, shit, we're going to have to worry about them doing something every week.
Yeah.
I didn't stand across in front of, hey, look, I stand in front of that club every week. Like, right out, I'm supposed to sit right on my car.
Staring at you.
Just, and pay for ballet.
Staring at you.
And pay for ballet and show
every
shit.
Week.
And sit in front of
every club. Week. I just don't even think I would have been able to let them get away with that. I mean,
you got to, though. I feel a ghost on that, though, man.
I may have to send somebody to fuck them up.
Nah, you gotta wait on it because you want to see.
You gotta wait on it.
And on top of it, Ghost might be Ghost might be on shit. I want to buy their shit up on the other side too, though.
Let's see what's happening.
I'm gonna build up. Let them build up their shit and take their shit.
But you know, that's the difference between like men and women, right? Okay, so you can tie it to a whole bunch of men and women.
Because y'all emotional.
We emotional, so we gonna react right away. You do something, I'm pissed off. I'm gonna say something to you, and I'm mad about it. But y'all gonna sit back.
We may be mad though. Y'all gonna like me and R might be like, it's some bullshit. But we might be like, you know what?
Y'all gonna be like, I'm gonna make sure I really got her.
Yeah. Like, I'll be like, all right, I got you. Yeah. I'm gonna buy this club. Yeah. We gonna figure out a way to buy your club, and then I'm gonna turn to a gay club. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna turn to a gay club, so I'm gonna get all the money. And then bring all the people back to my, no, seriously, no, like, I want to diversify my funds.
Real nigga shit, real nigga shit.
That's and I ain't, they money, this is green too. Diversify my funds. Make it a gay club and make it popping.
What about?
Across the street.
Are you listening to me? What about Becky Holly?
Who? Holly.
Becky Holly.
I love Holly.
I cannot. I feel like you were like the only person that does not need to talk about Holly.
Wait, hold on.
Every character that everybody else hates,
Kanan, Holly.
But I kind of like Kanan too.
I fuck with Kanan though.
I kind of fuck with Kanan.
I mean, Kanan make that shit interesting.
Kanan make it pop though.
Yeah, Kanan make it interesting.
Kanan ain't even been in the first two shows.
That's why.
Talk about.
That's why, because he making money.
How do y'all feel about Holly talking to Tommy? Talking about, I know you can do it.
Holly's
I know
a
you can kill
stupid
good.
Ass fucker.
What is her angle though? Is the question?
Because she trying to be Tasha. Like, she trying to be that motherfucker that got the big dog now. Ghost gone. He want to do this.
And
my
the thing
man
is, though, and it's what's smart though. She want him to, because he always, Tommy always wanted a Tasha too.
Right.
She knows that he wanted a kind of a chick like a Tasha. Because he damn near got a crush on Tasha.
I'm trying to be dumb.
You're right.
Yeah. And like, oh, that's the type of chick you wanted to be with. I'm going to be that. But I think Lobos may have her locked in.
No, somebody got hollered.
Somebody got her. Because ain't no way she just popped
ain't
back
no,
up
yeah,
on Ohio.
Ain't no way she just, yeah.
Back to New York and just pop back up on your doorstep.
Somebody got on. Okay. Somebody got Holly.
So we'll wait and we'll see who got Holly.
She
it
gonna
might die be Lobos
this season. I guarantee you Holly probably ain't gonna live through
the season. I think it might
season
be that white dude on them clubs. On the back end.
Wow.
Damn, because she was a
waiter. Just to disrupt, because she was a waiter at the clubs, mm-hmm, just to disrupt everything. Homeboy, the other dude, though, that was the GM that he fired, which I still don't understand why he fired him.
And they didn't give no description as to why they fired that dude.
They made no, unless he was because he was riding with him. No, but you know, I think, I'm thinking about that. He fired him because he rolled with Homeboy, remember? When all this shit was going down, remember, he made him his general manager. He's supposed to be working for him.
Yeah,
and he probably just used
did
him to get shit built
that's
up and be like, all right, well, you know, we good.
Yeah.
Got everything built back up.
That's
no, you
true
fired, man.
Right.
You know, you was on that bullshit. Because
he did. But, I mean, even when he was riding with the other dude, though, he still was respectful and shit to Ghost because he was just like, you know, whatever, like, this your office.
But he was
too,
kind
like,
of a
blah,
bitch,
blah,
though, about
whatever
it, though, too, a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, I felt like he did what he needed to do.
The dude he fired last week.
Okay, okay, okay.
He was kind of a bitch about
yeah
it still
he
sometimes because he was like,
he was.
Oh, that's my desk. He's like, oh, shit, you know.
Shit, you fired.
Yeah, yeah, so. So what do y'all think about Tasha? What do y'all think her angle is going to be going with all this? Like, she ain't got no man to be
shit, I really don't know.
With.
I think Tasha
that's weird. That's what fucks me up.
I feel like she is, like, disgruntled as fuck, and she is really upset, and I feel like she going to do whatever she can to
Tasha
make,
at the point.
She going to make Ghost feel the same pain she felt. So if that means helping Tommy, if that means helping whoever, I feel like she going to do that. But then at the same time, she ain't never going
to
go far enough
to really
to
fuck
like
him
tip
over
him over to fuck him over. It's just
because
gonna be
it's
enough
still
to
father
it's gonna
on
be
her
enough
keys
to yeah, it's gonna be enough to like make him, you know, just feel some pain.
Just a little bit.
You know, some vengeance.
Tasha
shit
fuck around and be on some like old girl on Empire. Like,
but you know
like,
what
you
she
just,
could?
Yeah, cause she gonna fuck around. She like Janae said, she gonna tip the shit just to be enough.
But
she
might
she
find out.
She gonna corner
to
goes to where give me a
to
club.
To get Ghost back.
Give
no,
me
or
some.
To get
give
or
me
she
some.
Angle herself to get Ghost
well, that's
back
what I'm thinking too. She may potentially be like, you know what? Like they really trying to get you and blah blah blah. Whatever. She might be
I
trying. She might be trying to position herself back
XYZ
in to where she feels like, or to where Ghost feels like she's still the one that always had my back. So she might be trying to position herself to get
and,
back into the Tommy thing. To
and,
get back into the,
and I bring
and,
the Tommy back to the
friends. And fuck what y'all talking about. Low key, no matter what nobody say, she still love Ghost.
100%.
Yeah,
like no matter what, she still want her nigga. Like you could tell at the end of last season, like when it was like a Angela out the picture, oh he done fucking with her. Like you know what I'm saying? Like when it was just a thought, like it was just in the air. She kind of was like, I heard you know she kind of acted different and moved a little different. She still love Ghost, so she ain't gonna do nothing against Ghost
per se. That's common knowledge though. Everybody know that.
But I mean,
she got three kids by the nigga. They was together when they like was in college. That's
well, she was in college, yeah. And then you,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, I'm just saying.
That's
I
common.
Mean, she gonna.
Because I'm trying to think how the kids like Tree got to be like what 15?
That's
something?
What I'm
he's
saying.
He's in high school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He 15.
So Ghost is in his late 30s. Then he's like, he's,
mm-hmm,
yeah,
he gotta
so
be.
Yeah, Ghost gotta be in his late 30s.
That's gonna it's a lot to come. Yeah. The man, he gonna be in this. He don't be in this.
You
guy
think that gun will come in?
Nah, he gonna be next. He gonna be like, I wanna, I can see
pop
the story. Like,
name,
yeah,
like,
I wanna be the next.
I hope not.
Or Tommy might be on some shit. Like, I'm gonna pull you in. He might talk to Tommy like, I wanna learn business. Possibly be like, no, but then Tommy might be like,
if Tommy went to Tariq talking about, I'm gonna show you the business, then Tommy need to die. Like, you need to die.
Nah, yeah. Tariq fuck around though.
I really, what if I had my
oh, if
world,
he went to Kanan, that would be horrible.
Oh, but this is horrible.
Oh, that would be horrible.
That's his uncle though, because Kanan might go to Tasha before he go to
that
Ghost.
That could make sense though, because Tariq could go over there talking about what happened to Sean. And then Kanan can try to like bring
it. Act like it's Ghost. The Ghost that did it. Yep. Like, man, I mean, that's Ghost did it. Why you think what happened to me? I look like Two-Face right now. You know, like you said, look like Two-Face right now.
He can't say he's safe. Yeah, man, Kanan coming back.
But they should have not showed Kanan at all, though, man. That's one of my biggest pieces of show. You shouldn't have showed Kanan
died. Nah, because
people should have thought Kanan died. And then pop him up on episode 3. and then do a flashback of how this motherfucker got listen, out the building on the back end.
You
gotta
think about this though.
And
like,
showed it. You gotta, like, showed actually it. Yeah, showed him like, getting out of the building.
And putting his body matter. Through a door or whatever. Yeah, getting out.
It doesn't matter. He got out. You don't need to know all
yes, you do. I want to see how this motherfucker got out. He locked doors and shit and everything.
That's the thing, once again, about men and women. Like, you guys want to hold back and see.
Oh, I need to see. I know because, and I need to see, interesting, what happened.
Surprise me. You yeah. like episode 4, you just see Kanan pop like, nigga, that nigga dead.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh shit. You're damn to be hitting the wall and shit.
And then
like, oh,
you'll be
shit.
Like, that's Kanan. And then like Kanan, then they flash
back. Back to how
okay.
Kanan got out.
Okay, bam, but the whole fight, bam, bam. Bam. No. Then the fire, no, bam. No. Yep. Then you see Kanan getting up.
That's
and then,
like he said.
They throw his body through the door and something on him. And get out.
And then you just be like, damn, he got out of this
shit.
This
is why the two of y'all did not write the fucking
No, no, no. That would have been way better. And then way more payoff. Way more payoff.
I guarantee that was in the cutoffs. I guarantee if 50 Cent get hold of this, he can be like, dude, they
so
on
power
some shit. Interview
in these,
me. 50.
In these, you know, like little previews or whatever, the next show, they doing that shit because they need to get viewers. So they going to show they, you what they want you to anticipate for an entire week.
I get you.
So that at 8
but
o'clock,
you can't tell
we
me.
Sitting up here like
okay.
this, like,
okay.
oh
you
my God,
did, no,
can't
no, 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 you
could have
anticipated that, though.
So
you
could
have anticipated that, though, but not show Kane. And then the show Kane and maybe like, I'm all good. You'd be like, oh, shit. You know how many people have been throwing their cups and their popcorn? That's why you're not showing him because we know he's alive. I'm talking about that have been the preview. Motherfuckers
Let
would do a chair.
Be honest with y'all be honest with yourselves. When he did not shoot Kanan in the head, when he did not stab him another 27 times, he just fucking just basically knocked him out, hit whatever. It opened it up for Kanan to come back, so everybody already fucking knew. Nah. And then you just gonna light the place on fire and he just laying there. You didn't even double check him to see if he had a pulse or nothing.
I'm gonna tell you.
Come on. Everybody knew Kanan was coming back.
On 50 Cent's behalf and whoever writing the show of power, they did break a record for the highest premiere.
They should have.
On Stars.
As they should
have.
You
wanna
know why?
History.
Because they showed you enough to let you know that Kanan was
so
coming back.
So they must have did something right.
They did.
Maybe
it's
they
an
had this conversation.
Show. It's an amazing
maybe, I'm sure they'd be like, yo, should we let people know they can't
yeah.
come back?
Oh, no. You know, is he dead? Is he coming back? I mean, the writers is fucking immaculate. So, I mean, hey, they got us talking shit.
But the thing is, it doesn't
you know
even make
saying?
A difference. Like, the way that you wanted to go or the way that I wanted to go.
I,
you
know, I don't really think
it would have
been a
make
big difference.
Because we
but,
all
but
sitting
you know
up
what?
There. We had a house full of people here tonight. And we was all doing
what
we was doing. And we all went upstairs at 8 o'clock. Like, everybody shut up. Because we watching Power.
What they did is, the first episode, they had knucklehead cats like me on the floor thinking, damn, is Kanan coming back tonight? But see, now had they killed him off, there wouldn't be a cat like me. Kanan dead. You know what I'm saying?
But how geek would you be if you saw the preview and saw Kanan
but see, that's
wrapping
why
his arm up? And
the
be...
thing about it, they wanted the biggest premiere show that they got.
So you said because the marketing said the premiere, like, we want to see Kanan go come back on the first episode.
No, yeah. Right. That's what it is. Had we, is he coming back?
I don't think that's what drew me. What drew me was, like, who want Ghost dead? Like, who gonna try to kill Ghost? I didn't give a shit about Kanan. You the only person that cared that much about Kanan.
I mean, Kanan
you and
is a very significant part
of
the show.
That's a couple of people, man. That's a lot of people, man.
No, I mean,
but
we
I mean,
for Kanan.
This nigga was
I
like
Kanan.
Team Kanan.
I mean, like, he I want a t-shirt. Kanan. If they got some, send it to me, Instagram, Facebook, all the shivers. Hit me up, send me a Kanan t-shirt because I'm all team
That's
Kanan.
Not even your handle is at Mr.
Shivers.
Shivers.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You should give your real handle.
At Mr. Shivers. Oh, but you can find me with my name. You find me, Instagram.
So what do y'all think about the top of what DA attorney is the one working for Lobos now, though? Like,
shit.
We find this out.
I don't even know what to think about that because I'm like, he
It's
going to
get
die.
Deeper.
I'm like, he need to die.
He is going
to
die.
Happen. And then I'm like, is Angela going to find out? Is that dopey little white boy going to find out?
Nah,
that keep on going up to him trying to talk to him.
The
behind.
Stalking, the
yeah,
stalking
the, no, not the stalking dude.
Oh, the
I
other
think
dude,
it's
the
other
Opie
dude.
Looking
dude. Opie.
Yeah, Opie looking
Opie
dude.
That was
you
talking
know, anytime,
to him outside of quarters or whatever today. Like, is it going to be him and then dude going to kill him? Because he trying to dig too deep. I'm like, I don't know what it's going to be.
Anytime in the movie when a nigga haircut that fresh. I mean, this dude haircut is magic. He got to die.
He got a
die. Man. I mean, his haircut was like ridiculous. I mean,
line, he got a haircut
line.
Limit. Like,
I mean, he looked like, please, somebody Google him. Pull him up, dude, because this shit is ridiculous.
How did y'all feel about the scene where Ghost was standing up underneath the Brooklyn Bridge and Tommy was there and he was looking at him and he was pointing the gun and he could have had him?
Tommy got too high before. He did lines before and after.
Nah, I
don't
just
know,
think
but it was just... that it was high. I think he got high because he knew he was gonna have to be high to do the job. But I like, do y'all think that Tommy is really gonna end up being the one that's gonna kill Ghost? Do you think they're gonna come back together?
If Ghost ain't never gonna die. If Ghost died, Ghost the series goes. No. Look, ain't nobody coming back for season four or whatever. There ain't nobody coming back.
Only way that can kind of make me figure that Ghost may die.
Shoot him in the back or something where he's gonna do a paralyzed.
50 Cent is a producer, and 50 Cent wanna be the star of the show. So if 50, like, in the end game, want to kill Ghost, he beat Ghost, rewrite the whole script without Amari Hardwick.
But I don't know
Hardwick.
If 50 want to be on the set every day, though.
Yeah, like,
50 might not be on the set every day. He want to pop like, in, though, killing people, though.
I'm
out for three more episodes.
I'm
back in.
I want to keep myself relevant.
But he don't want to be on there every day.
He don't want to be on there every episode because he getting paid more just for producing.
Yeah, he don't want to be on the set every day. He's like, man, I'm... Can I come in and kill like three people and then leave for like 3 weeks?
I don't think Tommy's even going to make an attempt on Ghost Life. I think if anybody make an attempt on Ghost Life, it's probably going to end up being dumbass Holly Becky.
And motherfucking, Tasha.
Becky.
No, I think Tasha's going to
do it.
What's
going to
happen?
Kill her. I'm just going to kill Holly.
Holly Becky, yeah.
Yeah, like she going to be like, I'm going to kill Ghost or whatever.
Holly's going to die.
That's what you told me. I'm going to be over her book.
Holly need to die this season.
Holly's going to die this season.
She need to
Who
die.
Kills her is... What I don't know.
If she don't die, she gonna definitely be in critical condition.
It's interesting.
The agents
gonna come into play too because they were trying to set them up when they were talking about like you want to stay for dinner and shit though, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we got chicks, we got sushi, baby. We gonna get y'all fucked up and put shit in y'all drinks.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no. He's like, dude, no. You need to roll out me. I think they gonna. I think the agents end up killing old boy. The dude with the tattoo 719 on his neck. I think they're gonna end up killing
him. Oh, he's about to die somewhere.
I think they're gonna kill the Asian people gonna kill the tattoo.
He's not really that significant, he's significant enough for like Ghost or somebody
to
care.
Right.
But,
and it'll set you up for another plot line.
He's like Ghost always took care of me, you know, whatever. It was kinda like the Rolla Pot, you know.
Yeah, Tommy, you saw how bad Tommy of a drug dealer Tommy is too though, how much he needs Ghost. He's a horrible drug dealer.
Horrible. He don't need to be running.
He's not a drug dealer.
He overpromises. He's talking about we gonna have all these keys for you.
He's an addict.
He gets free keys.
You can't sell drugs and do drugs too. You're an addict. You can't get high on your own supply. Yeah, you can't. No. One or the other, man. I mean,
he is an addict for real.
He's an addict. He get high.
He's an addict for real.
Like most, like adamant drug dealers.
I mean, they might
don't
have
drink
to.
Or
they
smoke.
Might. Yeah. Don't. Ain't it like what real drug dealers do? Well, I said in the movies. I don't know, but don't they like take their?
Well, that's not doing the drug though. That's not doing the drug though.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying. They just
that's
taste
just,
it.
It's just
something.
The numb. It's the bit. See, if your tongue gets numb,
gets
the number it is though is real cocaine.
Okay, so
that's it.
Go.
It's not doing.
That's
you're not doing the coke.
You should be snorting.
A lot of them don't do no controlled substances.
So most some of the cats don't even do smoke. They don't drink. They don't do nothing. Yeah,
so,
are they just so strict with everything? Like I can't be off my square at all.
It is what it is.
I don't know. All I know is I can't wait for next week because I'm like, what the fuck is about to happen with Kanan?
Ghost is the dumbest drug dealer. Dumbest, smartest drug dealer.
Why did they bring in Tasha? And then Tommy was looking like, you just told me, I know you can kill Ghost. And then you got Tasha coming in here at the same time, who's like my sister.
Holly, because I'm supposed to make her a fucking widower.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A widow with her kids.
Yeah.
Even if they ain't together though, I'm taking
exactly.
their dad, all these kids that I've basically been raised around.
Holly probably ain't told Tasha about the kill ghost
thing.
No,
she ain't said
it's
nothing.
Just a numbers thing.
Right, but I get that though, but it's bad for Tommy on his side though. Like, well damn,
just
you can't spring that on me.
Just
like she said, you can't spring that on me right then.
I think you do have to die. I thought she was dead.
Who?
Holly.
But my thing is though, Holly think that she got way more rank than she really do though because
talking
well,
about
Tommy was sitting there. Tommy was sitting there.
We
like,
a team and I'm gonna take the check.
My thing is like this bitch trying to cash your check for X amount of dollars that we don't even
and
know, which I'm assuming is like a meal or something though because they liquidated some dry cleaning spots, half the club.
Dude, that's how come I know Holly about to die because she did that scheming ass shit. Has she not done it under the water ass scheme and shit? Did she might
well,
have
everybody knows she a thief because she stole Tasha's jewelry when she was
on
at the
top
house
of that.
First time. So Tasha don't trust her. She ain't gonna trust her. You see,
she came in with
an
attitude when
she
came
in
the door.
Tasha fuck around and kill her ass.
She might.
Because I'm like, my thing is though, like she didn't even look. She didn't even know the process. Like when you do, any checks over 50 grand, you got to do that process to get her. Period. I'm talking about you come with 50 grand. Period. Anywhere. She didn't even know. Like stay sitting there like, oh
I gotta
no, you
call
know,
them. I
you know,
go
you,
like,
you know, she knows because you need the password. You know, you, password. You your know, name is your name on this list because Ghost's name was on there. I think the only person that probably could, because Ghost was no Tasha's name. I probably was on there because she was depositing checks
on
people
that
and stuff.
Up.
So Tasha's name, so she that's probably why she thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. She thought that it's a woman's name on there and saying like, oh, maybe this is Tasha. Uh-huh. And yeah, okay, well then you know, Tasha, go ahead and put in your code. Yeah. You know, give me your ID with Tasha on there, because Tasha was the one probably setting up all this money like that.
Damn.
And she didn't know none of that shit.
She knew, bitch, you thought she was about to go into the bank
and cash $1 million check. That's what I think it was a million check.
Yeah. You going to cash $1 million
transfer.
And all they going to say is, put it in.
Look, she didn't know the difference between LLC and the regular account. Right. She was like,
where you wanting it? I don't know. I'm about to watch that shit again.
And look, even Tommy was like, she's like, shit. He's like, I withdraw that shit back out right afterwards. Remember, he was like, I let the little Tommy bring over. I withdraw that shit back out. She didn't even know none of that shit.
Nothing.
She's a waitress, dog. I mean, he's talking about a waitress.
She is an old crackhead. Used to be a
I don't even
crackhead.
Know how he... Like, I even look back to the first season.
I mean, he fucked her in the first night he met her.
It wasn't the first night. He tried her for a minute. Yeah. And then finally, when she saw him like beat somebody up, then she fucked him in the alley. Because she was like, ooh, he has power. He's a bad boy.
My thing is, though, you need to bring her mama in. Bring Holly mama to show up. Oh, some shit, though.
You know what? Like,
Tommy,
we meet mama,
Tommy
too.
Mama, baby.
Tommy mama. No, Tommy mama
Tommy
and her mama,
mama
out the dinner.
Yeah. Tommy mama was like...
They think that she out there living a regular life. Because remember, they sent out there for college.
Yeah.
So they all... She probably lying, calling back home, saying, oh, yeah, I'm in school and I'm doing whatever.
I mean, you fucking stupid. And Tommy mama just a fucking crack whore.
She was like, let's do some lines together.
Whore. She like, you going to protect Ghost instead of protecting me? They're going to take my house. You need to tell them everything.
And?
What? Tell them everything. Don't have nothing. Ghost gone. You don't got nothing. And you still lose your ass. Okay.
Man, I don't even understand how... How did Ghost and Tommy get this cool like this? But you know what? Tommy's the muscle, though. Tommy's the muscle situational. Like, you like, oh,
but
I mean, that's... He that live wire that you need, though.
Doing too.
No, but you need that live wire, though. Somebody you can be
like...
Nah,
why would we be talking? Why would we be bashing Ghost and his intelligence? He is somewhat
smart. No, he's smart as hell.
But he's dumb as fuck, too, though.
Well, is in a lot of... And he's
I
not...
Feel like,
I would say more than dumb. I would say
like
he's weak as fuck.
I would say he's calculated.
He weak women. He got a weakness. It's
women. I would say he's calculated.
He's women.
Because every decision that he's made has been a calculated decision. Even when it came to
getting
him
Tommy
being with
out
Angela,
of jail.
He got that information on when Angela got that sketch from that kid, and he used the sketch, and Angela could have lost her job, but he didn't care. So when it came down to
that
it, he
dick
was like,
though,
forward.
That pussy double, that relationship.
I like, she must have some killer pussy, the man, for real, though. Angela must.
Must.
You left your wife with three kids and somebody that know everything that happened
I
with
think
you.
There's more to the story, though, than what we know about Ghost and Angela. I think there's more to the story. I mean, her sister hates him. Like, literally hates him. The rest of her family won't even speak to him. Like, something had to have happened, and they was, like, in high school together. Like,
I wonder if they killed him. He killed a family member for her or something.
No, no.
Like, back in the day, though, like, a
some
family member was trying
happen.
To be, like,
I don't know
if we
ever get that deep. I think the sister and the mama, they...
But that'd be... But that at least give more depth to their relationship,
but it
though.
Gives a little...
If they have something like that that's tragic that happened.
It has to be something like that's tragic, like, to where he just trusts her like that. Because there ain't no way. If there's somebody that you meet that you was with in high school and they come back up and you in a whole relationship and you got and you got kids and shit... If you don't get the fuck out of this club, hi, it was nice to meet you. And even if you do like stray off as a man and go fuck her or something like that,
you ain't gonna bring her in
you
your
ain't gonna
shit
break,
like
you
that.
Ain't gonna break off your whole family
and
for
get three and your, leave your three kids
and have your kids sleeping in the damn living room of her.
Hey, but
well,
them kids was bougie as hell though. Talking about that screen,
they
was
like,
small for me.
They were
that
like,
screen was small.
They was like,
but I said, but
I know that screen was small, motherfucker.
I know, but a kid should be saying that a grown person
should
say that
the screen is too small and ooh, look at this. These plates. Ooh. I mean, they was playing. They was talking.
They had. They would live in the penthouse of the whole goddamn.
Yeah,
home.
And then she gonna walk in. Ghost, I need to talk to you. Oh wait, I'll just be back in a minute.
Oh, the fool was good. Your daddy actually made it, but
what?
She don't know nothing about rearing no children.
She don't know about nothing.
She don't know nothing about rearing no
children. What's so crazy is she got fucking, she got opportunity to begin money. Honestly, she can leave the Feds. She make me more money though leaving the Feds and working for Jeremy Piven character. That'd be gangster right there though. She leave the Feds and go work for him in a prop. You know how much more paper she made?
She ain't gonna do that.
But I'm saying that that'd be a kind of a good setup. Like, yeah, yo, bring your girl over here to my firm.
Right.
You can, she be 500 grand, though, off the top.
Angela, work for Lobos. Hot damn.
You said if Angela worked for Lobos?
Oh, damn.
He's saying she do. Like, as in it happens.
Is that, you've always
is that what happened?
You think she
worked for Lobos?
That'd be crazy.
If Angela worked for Lobos, I
damn. Know. Hey, actually.
I need to stop watching. You know
what?
Show.
No, you know what? I'd actually appreciate that, though, because that'd be a long game, though. Yeah. That mean he set up everything, though, with her coming to the club. Because she came to the club by herself, didn't she?
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, and talking about she was there trying to meet some friends, but they ain't show up.
Yep.
God damn, that'd be gangster, though. If she worked for Lobos, though.
She's Hispanic, like it's like.
Or if they already had an idea, I mean, if the Feds already knew that they had an idea that Jamie.
No, she worked for Lobos at the beginning of it. Probably from is the long game, kind of like on The Departed. You see the movie, like a Departed where you know he basically raised the dude to end up being a cop that you end up setting up. Maybe she met somebody from Lobos in college or something like. We gonna pay for everything.
And him had this situation. This is what you do.
We gonna see what's up with saying someone on the inside. Oh yeah, he moving like this. Like yeah, he's doing this, and this. Because a part of me, like, why would you stay with a dude if you were a DEA agent though, and this dude is doing this crooked
federal.
Shit? Federal. You're a federal district attorney. Why would you be staying with a dude like that?
That's what I'm telling y'all. There got to be something deeper from high school.
Lobos. I'm with you, man. Art, you didn't change me over. Angela's with Lobos, man. Dude.
Yes, I mean, dude, he is so dope.
Hey, man, you are. Dude.
Lobos.
Dude.
I feel like y'all.
I mean, you can. Like, you can straddle the line between where she gonna come in between Lobos and maybe even fuck around and be some Kanan shit. Like, like in all your discussions, dude gonna come back with some.
Kanan knows that he dined them out,
but but Kanan knows them because Kanan was around when they was like
getting started.
So he may have known
and been like plug that too. Shit. Like this is what I want you to do. So it's gonna be interesting. I'm telling you.
Like you gonna be a DEA, you gonna work for me, then you gonna do this shit with Ghost. And then
I got
that's
plugs.
What dude used to mess with. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Plugs. Because I'm plugs.
Or she was the Lobos was popping though. He found out that he knew her after because remember Lobos became his connect later on. That wasn't his original connect.
Mm-hmm.
He made Lobos wasn't his original connect. Yeah. So he finds out that, it's this dude that I'm trying to mess with potentially. Oh, yeah, you used to mess with him? Why don't you pop him in his club, though, and see what's up?
Yeah.
And now she might flip back and end up trying to be with him still, though, and be like, yo, I've been down with Lobos. I'm sorry.
But I love you.
But I love you, though. It could flip like that, too.
Right. Or I could flip like Angela to start fucking with Kanan.
What everybody do?
Kanan
was
Tasha.
Hold on. When we watching the show though, he's talking about is Kanan there fucking? Remember he's like, is Kanan there fucking?
I feel like everything. He wanted Kanan to be fucking everybody.
Don't let me write no motherfucking show because I'm gonna have all kind of twists and shit. Kanan was fucking both of them at the same time. Damn, how she fucking is that? Oh shit, Kanan and Pimp.
Any
two-faced.
Lord. I just don't even know where y'all come up with this.
No, but the Angela thing is actually...
I'm just kidding. But
that's actually smart, though.
You never know.
I don't... you never know.
That'd actually make a lot more... It'd be more payoff to me.
Because it is weird that she just popped up out of nowhere.
And then she's so down.
It started ruining the entire...
movie. Like, she was... She is the main character.
Because they would be on a regular scene.
Because, like, even Ghost is, like, the main character. But Angela, she's, like, you know, she's the constant. And she's the, she comes in as, like, the verbal.
Yeah.
The verbal. In a science project, she's the verbal. How's she going to act? What's she going to do? What she does to change the constant? What does the verbal change to change the constant? Like, she changed everything about that dude. Like he was Ghost. Now then, I started like I don't know this Ghost. This is not the Ghost.
That's because his name is Jamie.
whatever his name is. Motherfucker named Ghost.
No, no, but some people call him James. Some people call him Jamie. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker got too many goddamn names, man.
You said who? The women call him Jamie. Mm-hmm.
But he'd be like, call me Jamie St. Patrick.
James.
My thing is, maybe nobody know this nigga real name for real, though, because he got about two or three different, right. three or four different names, though, because he go by James St. Patrick, Jamie St. Patrick, Ghost.
His definite name, Jamie.
Name might be Terry. Just, you find his mama.
People don't know nothing about him. Don't nobody know nothing about him.
Tommy's probably the one that knows the most.
Yeah.
And maybe he don't even know for real, though. Maybe he just met Tommy on some regular, we on some street corner hanging out shit. And in like, and he told him, like, my mom ain't around, nothing like, and he got a whole other situation.
Like, I'll hold on to
you. Uh-huh. Yep.
I don't know.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. All right, let everybody know where they can hit you up at.
Hey, man, you can hit me up at generation3fitness.com, Facebook, Arthur Shivers. Twitter is A Shivers 3, Mr. Wow. Shivers 3, Mr. Shivers 3. I'm Shivers, Mr. Shivers. I'll be forgetting. It's Mr. Shivers.
And next week,
MR Shivers.
And next week, though, make have it still have a note card printed out.
I don't know.
You guys can catch me. Tune in to Welcome to Sweetie Pies. All new episodes coming out in November of this year. I know that everyone is hyped about it. I honestly am pretty excited myself to see what happens this season. And I keep it easy. You can get me at Janae Sweetie Pie on Instagram and on Facebook. It's easy.
Twitter too, right?
And Twitter.
Twitter.
All of it.
You on Snapchat or anything?
Ajanae right. Sweetie Pie, Snapchat as well. It's
you
easy.
You on Snapchat?
Yes.
It's easy.
Snapchat.
You don't even know your Snapchat, do you?
Oh, Jesus. I'm getting my baby together. I'm getting them together.
You don't even know your
week.
Snapchat either, man.
Just probably look for my name. It's
baby, all you got
to
do is go to your
Snapchat.
But Snapchat's not searchable on Google, man. You can't
Can you not go to Snapchat?
Do you see
this?
You should have kept the same name. Ajanae Sweetie Pie, simple. That's what you should have done.
Know, man. Hold on.
Let's pull up your Snapchat, man, for people to know. What's the say on the beginning of your Snapchat, man?
I think it's Mr. Shivers 3. Shit, let me see.
Did you keep it consistent?
Arthur Shivers 3.
He got five different names, five different places.
We might be changing all his names by next week.
You might need to, though, man. Keep it consistent.
Arthur Shivers 3.
So next week, Kane in back, so y'all know you're going to be...
Dude, I'm going to get my shirt off.
Will you be back next week?
Yeah, we got to do
that. So every week that... you definitely hear from
my dude. My dude come back next week, y'all. I hope y'all ready for it. We're about to go down. Team Kane in the building. Hit me up if you got something to say positive about my nigga Kane. You know,
what's your email,
man? Hit me up, man. Arthurshivers@gmail.com.
Because a lot of people don't like Kane no more.
Yeah, nah, that's my dude, man. For the drama, not the whole kill my son type, but for the drama.
For the kill my son part.
I mean, but.
Is that
drama.
The part you was kind of not. That's
yeah,
the part
I had
you
to
like,
make sure
I had to separate
know.
From.
That's
I
the one part
separate.
You don't agree with.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. But everything else, though, you know, I like to keep it gangster, man. Keep it street.
Before we even leave, though. Is it crazy that he went back? Did he lie to a homegirl that he had the baby with? Like, I just killed our son, but I'm laid up in your crib
still right now. I'm staying with you. I don't even
and
know.
I'm
where,
later, and
I don't
I've probably been staying
Sean
with you for
at.
The last few months.
Yep, and I don't even know where Sean is at. I have no clue. He didn't deserve to be my son.
Or he probably lied, like, you know, Ghost killed our son.
Probably.
Case.
That's the way he need to flip it, though.
Team Kaney, man.
We just need to tune in, because at this point, I feel like I'm just. They got so many twists and turns.
Hey, man,
I don't even know where we going with it.
Dude coming back. I hope y'all ready. Get your t-shirts.
Get your t-shirts, man.
T-shirts at TeamKaney.com. TeamKaney.com.
Now you know that handle, but you don't know your own handle.
Man, I'll be Team Angela if she down with Lobos. I'll be like, man, I always fuck with her, man.
With Angela too, though.
If she down with Lobos and it's that long game like that, Art, you done on some shit though, Art. That's why I'm gonna name the episode.
Oh,
that's why I named the episode Angela Down with Lobos.
Angela Down with Lobos. Is it?
Dude, man.
Is
you
it?
Better put a question mark.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna put some questions.
You better
do but that's the name. Dude, that is.
Is it? Because everybody else is.
You look at
it
crazy
is,
though, but that makes
now,
a
boy
lot of
is.
Sense.
So why would they not be connected at the end? Like, we know, you know where we come from. Her and old boy.
Or
like,
Lobos might have a thing where they don't even know that they're working with him. He make like on Departed, remember?
He was like,
yeah, I know such and such, and remember he just shot the dude.
So in the episode,
he had a couple.
How many episodes in this?
Seven.
So in the episode seven, Angela at the bed with a gun and Ghost's head, like, should I kill this nigga? Like, that could be the end of the whole, like, damn, Angela done turned on.
And then you see a text like, message from Lobos. Oh, y'all are no, hey, unnamed caller, kill him.
Kill him, damn. Oh. Hey,
and you have an unknown caller, kill him.
What's they call, what they call Lobos? What's his street name? Sorry, Jay.
Julio?
I forget.
No, I know.
I'm just making that up.
Like Jed, damn, I forgot his name.
I know Jimmy. No, yeah.
I forgot what they call him. Yeah. Fete, Phidias. I forgot what they call him.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, that's what they call him. So yeah,
well, man, we'll be back next week. Yeah. Everybody, plug the art. I have a whole North Car, no car with no all this car, information.
I live shit.
And we'll be back next week with power. Appreciate it, peace.